to it, you know.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit, and I'm sick of explaining it. I'm waiting on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a foot, he take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is
wrong.
You wanna come with the writer of the Quran, or Old Testament? Don't
it's your boy.
I know what y'all thinking, dick. Cause your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot.
Streets is talking. Sports talk show with a little twist of hip hop. You already know.
Yes, sir.
It's
yes,
Freestyle
sir.
Friday.
Yes,
you know
sir,
I got
it
my,
is.
You know I got my co-host, T-Ro. What's up, T-Ro?
What's up with you, L Boogie? What's up with my co-host, man? How you feel today?
Man, I'm feeling great. You know, you guys see me out, man. I'm in the streets, man. Guess where I'm at, bro? You know, I'm out here. I'm in the streets of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm back in the hometown, back in the home front.
You done
back
went to
in
the home
front,
front. Man.
I done went
out
to the home
where it was
front.
Cold. You decided to go home where it was cold.
It's freezing, but I tell you, it was a little heat this week. It was a little heat this week.
What do you consider a little heat?
A little heat. Well, it was LeBron James was in the streets of Cleveland on, you know, Wednesday night, Tuesday and Wednesday. I got a chance to hang out with a couple of his guys on Tuesday night and Wednesday. Wow. They came back from 27 down against the Cavaliers.
Yeah, I witnessed that.
Right. I was a witness. And let me, before we get into March Madness, let's talk about this streak, because I just want to say one thing before we talk about the Heat and NCAA. Did you see the young kid run out on the court, bro?
Nah, what kid? What happened? Tell me what happened.
Well, it was during the third quarter, bro. It was getting close. You know, Miami was making a run. And a young man ran out on the court, and it startled LeBron. It startled him. And when he turned around, he said, "LeBron, come back." And LeBron just patted him on the head like he was a little chihuahua and said, "It's cool." The streets is talking, bro.
Say, man, you know what? And did that spark the streak?
I think that sparked the streak because I was there. When he hit that third three-pointer, you know, when we in the streets, you know, it's a lot of language that's being said. And I don't want to say it, even though we are a mature show, but we are a sports talk show. Some of the language, I didn't know. I guess it might be because of the weather, and it's grimy and it's gritty out here. But the Cleveland fans, I don't know, Philly. I know Philly has some tough fans. I know Dallas has some tough fans. But when they cast you as the villain, as my father would say, oh, my.
was it hot out there in Cleveland?
Oh, man, I took my coat off, bro. I took my coat off. It was straight up hot. The heat, oh, man. You know, at halftime, everybody was jumping around. Oh, yeah. We're going to, you know, we're knocking LeBron tonight. We're going to get him. And, you know, we had a wager, bro. You know, I called you and I said, yeah, they're going to break it down. We had a wager. One of my friends said they're going to cut the lead to 12. One guy said they're going to cut it to 6. I said 8. It ended up being 9. You know, it was 6 until Booby Gibson. Until Booby hit the 3 and made it 9. So, you know, but getting back to the Miami Heat, was that impressive or is just that a bad Cleveland Cavalier team?
A little bit of both, L Boogie. I'm going to be flat out honest with you, man. It's just something about Miami, man. They know when to turn it on, how to turn it on, and they probably the only team in the NBA that can do that as such, man. And being down 17 against Boston, I thought was going to be a tough task. But they went out and proved themselves wrong and went out 2 days later and let Cleveland get 27 points on them. You know what I mean? So I think that is not just only impressive, but it's also amazing, man, to keep the streak going. Because I wonder sometimes if the guys are just hanging out, just talking like, yeah, let's, you know, we in it, all right. We down 20. We still good. You know what I mean? They got that sort of impression because all of a sudden, 6 minutes to go in the third quarter, who starts the run against Cleveland? It is your boy Shane Battier. Not one, but two. You leave him open, and then you leave Ray Allen open. Are you serious? And then you let the locomotive get going. And then the fourth quarter starts. And you knew they were going. I just don't believe it, what I'm seeing, but I'm glad that I am a witness of it. It looks like right now they playing possum to the Detroit Pistons again. They down by six the third quarter. Third quarter just started. But, you know, Miami, we'll see what happens. And hopefully by the end of the show, the game will be over and we can see if game 24 has come and surpassed to where, you know, they keep the streak alive. But it's very impressive, a little bit of both of Cleveland being a bad team. But I thought Cleveland had it. They didn't have their superstars in the game, you know, and they still were up 27. How do you lose from 27? So I think Miami has this. It ain't no more monkeys on their back, man. They playing free, they playing happy, and they playing to whoop your tail when you think you gonna win. And that's what it's all about, man. And as long as they keep doing that, they're going to keep selling tickets and they're going to keep proving to us why each one of them dudes are worth $100 million and why we should be looking out for the Miami Heat. I didn't want to believe it. But they just might get 33, L Boogie. They just might get it, baby.
Being an ex-Clevelander, you know I'm in the city. And you know what some of the fans are saying? You know, it's a sports talk show here with Rizzo. And Rizzo, these guys, some are in this mindset of hating or some are accepting. Because let me say this, bro, what's going on in Cleveland right now, this is the hopes of Cleveland, Ohio, downtown Cleveland at the Q Arena, a.k.a. the place LeBron left. They're hoping. They have wishful thinking. You know what I'm saying? Hope and wish. Those are dream words. That LeBron James, after his contract is up with the Miami Heat, re-signed back with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
It ain't no way.
No way possible. You want to know why? I'm going to say this about LeBron James. I don't think it was about the city, maybe in part, but I think that kid really wanted to get quality guys around him. Now, does Cleveland have a chance? Yes, if they put some guys around Kyrie Irving and LeBron sees that, he might ponder on it. They have the money, maybe, but I just don't see the King coming back to Cleveland. And most of the fans probably won't accept him back. Now I'm asking you, Ro, do you think LeBron James would come back to Cleveland, Ohio, if the opportunity presented itself?
Honestly, I'm going to say no. And I'm going to say this for the reason. Because there is such a thing called Laker Nation. And what the Lakers want, the Lakers get. And I heard a few months back, about a summer ago, that, you know, that just may be possible if the contract runs out and LeBron gets bored in Miami, that he just might become a Laker. And you know how L.A. does it. They howl in the hall about getting what they want, and they would pay that man just about anything if he can win consistently, and I'm talking about championships, the two, the three, the four. Go on that run and watch and see. I'm not going to say Cleveland don't have a chance. I'm just going to say that there are going to be more parties that are going to jump in and want to get on that coattail and be a part and have that man part of their services, because this guy right here, it was a point to where I hated Kobe. Hey, I didn't like Kobe. You know what I'm saying? But after 6 years, 7 years, three championships, four championships, he got to grow on you, baby. Even though LeBron left Cleveland, and boy, is he hated in that city of where you at right, in that whole state of where you at right now. Let me tell you something. If that man keeps doing all this stuff that is so impressive, because we both know that what he's doing right now, and he gets in his prime to where he can only go, he just going to keep getting better. You know what I'm saying? So they're going to have to appreciate it, and then they're going to have to begin to love this guy just as much as they hated him for leaving Cleveland. But I'm going to tell you, man, Cleveland, I'm not going to say Cleveland don't have a chance. I'm just going to say it's going to be a whole lot of other teams that are going to want to be a part of that. You know what I mean?
Man, LeBron James, heck of a game like the other night, Wednesday night. I was a witness. You get it? A witness to what he did. 37 points. 7 assists, 12 rebounds. I'm sorry, was that 8 rebounds and 12 assists?
No, man, the dude had a triple-double against Cleveland, man. He had the 12 rebounds and the 10 assists to go along, man. He did them bad. He wasn't playing around. That's what LeBron does, man. And he did the triple-double without it even looking like a triple-double. It was so easy, and it was so fluent. The guy is amazing, man. I didn't want to say that the streak of 33 was not going to be, you know, they weren't going to get it. But, man, if they keep playing like this and know how to play the comeback, 33 might not be nothing. Now, one of our callers called in and said that they weren't going to lose another game after the All-Star break. And the more that I see the Miami Heat win, the more I'm about to agree with the caller that called in about that specific point. So I'm just like, man, this is amazing. I'm glad I'm able to see it. I didn't get to see, you know, UCLA win 88 games in a row with Lou Alcindor and, you know, the great John Wooden. I wasn't able to see the you know, Wilt and Jerry West and Gail Goodrich go for the 33 in a row. You know what I mean? I was a witness of Mike getting 72, the most all time. But you think about all these wins that they're consistently getting and the way they're going about getting it. Who would have thought that your boy Gerald Green was going to show up and have 43 for Boston and still lose? And then you go to Cleveland and you being outdone by 27 and you still win. Oh, this is amazing. It's exciting. Come on, L Boogie. You can't. Cleveland, you better start hating on LeBron. That boy's the king.
Let me tell you something about Cleveland, Ohio, bro. See, you have to be down in the belly of the beast. You have to be here. And the other day, let me tell you something. You know why I say this, why Cleveland fans are so disgruntled? Because you go back to the fumble. You go back to the drive. You go back to the shot. You go back to the decision.
It's just,
and you look at
no
these people's faces, and you look at their faces, and it's so cold. I spoke to somebody today, and they walked past me, bro, and their face was so scrounged up because it was cold outside. I said, ooh, you talk about an ice grill. And they've embedded into their personality. And they just don't want to love. They just want to hate you.
They need to come out and get some palm trees and sunshine. They need some palm trees and sunshine.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Won't be gone long. That's what I'm talking about.
Man, with that saying, I think that this streak will continue. The only thing that I'm concerned about is the complacency, because they are so talented, and it might backfire. It's just human nature, you know, and I think that teams, you know, as we all say, they're going to get their best shot. Are they going to be able to continue to do that? I hope so, because I want to be alive for history. I'm always saying to my sons and my daughter, you know, I like to be going for history. I want to go up with the history.
Right.
So.
Yeah, okay. That's what it is, man. It's all about the history, L Boogie. We got to go to a quick commercial, man. And you know what it is, L Boogie. Since you out there in Cleveland, out there in the streets, man, well, you know we got to take some calls, man, and get into our calls and see what's going on when we get back from this commercial. You know what I'm saying, man?
No doubt. And after we do our Q&A with the callers, you know, later on in the show, we're going to talk about this March Madness, bro. And then, don't forget, it's Freestyle Friday.
Freestyle Friday, baby.
Let's go.
With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood, and it's still all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive, and it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Representing D-Town in the house. Do the mafia.
Woo! Even though it's cold, we keep it hot in the streets of Cleveland, baby. It's the streets, it's talking, sports talk, radio show. We come alive. That's all we do. We come alive to you from Cleveland, Ohio. Your boy L Boogie. If you got any comments about the show and you can't get in but you want to get at me at LBoogie15 on the Twitter. You can, you know, email us at thestreetsistalking@yahoo.com. And you can always go back if you miss something. blogtalkradio.com/streetsistalking. Now, we're going to get into our callers. First caller on the marquee is Sunny Red from Cleveland. And listen to this. Sunny on the other side of the city, and I'm down here in downtown Cleveland. How you doing, Sunny Red?
What's going on, man? Everything good, man. How's everything going?
Oh, man, tell us how to, you know what I'm saying, the first comments of the show and you know, talk about the Miami Heat. How impressive was that win the other night against the Cavaliers?
The win was a beautiful thing, man, for LeBron James to come back to Cleveland. Not only come back to Cleveland, but have the game that he had, he just solidified himself at the top. The best finish with a triple-double to reel his team to win. He had a 2% chance of winning, and he came down 27 points going into the third quarter. Numbers don't lie. The chances was 2% chance of victory, man. But he pulled that out, and I just appreciate the fact that he pulled it and the way he pulled it out with reeling his team to victory at his own house. Now, listen to this. Now you're watching them now. It's a minute and 50 left in the third quarter. They have 2 points against the sorry Detroit Pistons. But that's what I mean. They're going to be battle playoff-bound tested because every team will get them a go. Look at the Cavaliers the other night. Worst team in the league. Battle to the end. The Detroit Pistons. Everybody is trying to end the streak. That's why the streak is going to be so unique. If you look at the Lakers, when they won them 33 games, the ABA had took so many players from the NBA at that time, and the NBA was so watered down that winning 33 games back then didn't matter. Right now, you have 25 teams that can legitimately try to stop the streak because the NBA is so talented, man.
Right.
Hold on. Let me hit you with a saying like all from my man Mel, the detective from Scarface. Wait a minute. The reason? Now, you said 25 teams. Come on. Sonny Red.
Hold on,
Sonny Red. If you take the lower tier of the teams, of the NBA, you might as well put them together and start a real team. There's not 25 good teams in the NBA. It's about 10 or 12. And that might just be 8 out of 12 from the Western Conference. The NBA is watered down. You want to know why? Look at the products that they're getting from the NCAA. NBG. Nothing but garbage. But I'm going to let you continue. But I had to jump in about that ABA thing. I can't validate that because look at the team. Look at the team. Not saying, you know, it's the NBA, so you have to play those teams.
I'm not saying it's 25 good teams in the league. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is it's 25 teams that on any given night cannot the streak because it's the NBA. I'm not saying no teams are good. Look at Detroit, for instance. The game is tied right now at the end of the third. Look at the Cleveland Cavaliers. They had Miami down by 27. They're not good teams, but they have a legitimate shot because the percentages and the law of average can't win 23 straight games. The law of average says you can't win 33 straight games. What is the chances of them winning 23 straight games? You see, the thing is, 25 teams that care, not that there's 25 good teams.
Okay, I just want to get clarity.
Yeah, you're right about that, Sonny Red. Hold up, L Boogie. Let me jump in. This your boy T-Roll, Sonny Red. The streak, yeah, you're right about the percentages of how, you know, long the streak is really supposed to last. But, man, with the team that they have, I mean, you can have all those astronomical numbers, but when a win is a win. I don't care if it's by one, if you're down 40 and come back and you win by 10. I mean, it doesn't matter. A win is a win. And for these guys to be doing what they're doing is very impressive. Now, to compare them to the 71-72 L.A. Laker team that did it with those guys, I mean, it's kind of hard to compare because, I mean, you had Wilt. I mean, was that the season Wilt was averaging 50? I'm going to have to check that. Because if it was, it wasn't nobody that was going to beat them, even if the league was not watered down then. So it wouldn't have really mattered. I think 33 may have been just as legit as the streak that the Miami Heat are on now. Because it wasn't nobody that could stop Jerry West. It wasn't nobody that could stop Wilt, and then they had Gail Goodrich. And then them guys was impressive, and they won the title that year. So I'm not going to not say that the league was watered down back then. I'm just going to say if you would have had to match up with Wilt, that was just like matching up with, you know, Larry in his heyday when he went on his run, Magic when he went on his run, Mike when he went on his run. You know, they go on their runs. It's just, it is what it is. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not going to say that the league was watered down back then. It's just, it was just different. And now, nowadays, these guys, 25 teams, and you write about this. There's a target on their back every night. It makes the lowest seed play like they've been playing 500 ball or better, or shall I say playoff ball, their whole season when Miami comes to town or when they go visit Miami. So, yeah, it is that. You're supposed to have a target on your back when you won all these games. You're supposed to get shot in the video game. You can't just go through the video game and just make it through there without getting injured or anything like that. You're going to die. You're going to have to relive about 40 times before you make it to the end. So that's what's supposed to be happening. They're supposed to be shooting at them.
You're right.
No
question. Hey, I'm going to get on out of here real fast, man. I just got to give y'all the big ups, a shout-out, man, just to let y'all know how inspirational and how much influence y'all guys carried, man, in our communities, the communities of the streets, and all these different neighborhoods and cities and states across the United States, man. Y'all give me a lot of willpower and a lot of go-head, and I like how y'all don't sit down and oh, you do nothing. Y'all got out and y'all made something happy, man. I'm glad to be a part of it, and I'm glad y'all bringing everybody along with you, man. I appreciate it, and y'all keep the positive nature up, man. God bless.
Man,
oh,
much bless
and love, Sonny Red. We thank
That's
you. We thank
is.
You. As usual, always an all-time listener and always a hot caller. We appreciate Sonny Red, and we always try to get our loyal guys and gals in. And once again, if you want to comment about, you know, the things that Sonny Red said, you can always email us at thestreetsistalking@yahoo.com or get at me at lboogie15. Call the show 347-855-8896. And Sonny Red had some valid points there, Ro. He had some
valid points
there.
Yes,
one thing that he did say that, you know, I wrote it down. He said that it was 25 teams. And remember, some of these teams beat them before.
Right.
So I think some of these games aren't meaningful for LeBron James and the crew. I wasn't alive. Well, I was alive, but I was still doodling on myself because I was a baby. So I can't know or understand how great or the talent was then. Only thing I can go on is what I've seen from probably 77 when I can comprehend basketball till now.
Right.
Streak is beautiful. So, you know, I like it for the NBA. And one thing that Sonny Red did say, it's kind of hard to watch NBA right now because it's the dog days. And what's impressive is that they are doing it in the dog days of the season. They don't even have to worry about seeding, you know, so that's very impressive. Let's go to the next caller.
Well, before we go to the next caller, hold on, L Boogie. Before we go to the next caller, we got to introduce the NCAA, man. It's been a lot of upsets. Before we go to the next caller, we got to jump to the NCAA real quick.
Let's talk about that. March Madness. First of all, let's say this. I'm going to name six conferences, bro. Big Ten, ACC, Big 12, Pac-12, Big East, SEC. You got a lot of teams. The conference that had the most teams, which was the Big East, I think Louisville, of course, they won.
Right.
Cincinnati lost today.
Yes.
Pitt lost yesterday. Villanova and Notre Dame are playing right now, am I correct?
Villanova about to lose.
Syracuse won yesterday. Marquette won by the skin of a teeth.
And
Georgetown just lost. Got blew out. by number 14 seed. Does it surprise me? Not really. Especially this year. So my question to the our next callers, or you know when you tweet us, or you know you email us, is this year, or I should say the past 3 years, because we've had teams like Butler and VCU in the Final Four. My question to the as we keep going, are these power conferences overrated? They talk about, well, they beat up on each other during the regular season and the tournament. They'll be happy to play somebody in the tournament, and they'll do well. I don't think it's the tournament. I think that it's the guys who are playing. I think it's just the teams. Not the tournament, but the conferences. It's not about the conferences. It's about the individual team being good playing. Example, UNLV, back in 1990, 91, 92, when they didn't have anybody that probably one or two teams that were good in UNLV's conference in the Mountain West, but they were just a good team, could play against anybody in the country. And people say, well, it's always going to be an upset. It's always going to be, a Cinderella. Yeah, maybe one or two, but when you have 5 beating 12s all day long. I can see 1 or 2, but all day long, and it's been happening the last 3 years. My question to you, Ro, are these power conferences overrated?
No, it's not that. What's happening is that the committee is giving these guys the wrong ranking for the tournament, because I still don't understand how the university – this is just one of the examples for this is what I look at. The Pac-12. U of A is a 6 seed, and then you have Oregon, who actually won the Pac-12 tournament, comes in as a 12 seed. Oregon was on a roll to end their season, and how do they get a 12 seed along with Cal, who they beat the dog doo-doo out of in the Pac-12 tournament to meet U of A? It's hard for me to understand how they pair this up. Now, upset, Harvard over New Mexico last night, that's an upset. Florida Gulf
right.
Coast over Georgetown, that's an upset. LaSalle
right.
over Kansas State, that's an upset. But the Oregon over Oklahoma State, that's not an upset. Or you know what I mean? That's not an upset. Those guys were good. California over UNLV.
Right.
UNLV wasn't that good. You know what I mean? Ole Miss over
right.
Wisconsin. I told you last week, on Monday, Wisconsin get to the 40s, and they forget how to score points. They only scored 46. They let that boy Marshall Henderson go 1-for-11 in the first half, and then light him up in the second half. It's amazing. It's amazing. So it's not that the conferences are overrated. It's just that the committee doesn't know how to pair them up, because they're so worried about the first four in, the first four out, the last four in. You know, that doesn't make sense. Look at it, because still, the reason why Kentucky lost to Robert Morris is because their head wasn't in it. What are we playing for? I don't care about being number one seed in the NIT. What's the NIT? You want me to be the number one 65th player or the
67th? You know what the NIT – you know what the NIT stands for? Not invited tournament. The not invited tournament. That's what the NIT stands for.
So what are you playing for if you're Kentucky? Absolutely not. And then
nothing.
You get robbed because you can't play on your home court.
Right, because they're using your court for the big dance.
For the
wow.
big dance. So how
and
does that make you feel?
You couldn't even be invited. Wow.
Right.
Wow. And getting back to what you just said, I'm going to say this about that. I tend to say that the reason why they're getting high seeds, these other conferences, as I should say, because of just history. I don't think they're going on the eye test, because if you went on the eye test, there's no way Kansas State should be a four seed. I don't care if they went 27-7. They MBG. Nothing but garbage. They have
exactly.
one score, and he's decent. McGruder.
Right.
So, in the pack, in the Big 12 wasn't that hot. Oklahoma State, perfect example, like we said about Oregon. Did they win their conference tournament? No.
They didn't even get close to the quarterfinals.
And they got a fifth seed, and you have Oregon who won their tournament and got a 12 seed.
And get a 12 seed. Yes. It's man, I just don't
who
understand
is
it.
Paying off the committees, man. And also and also the streets was so talking last night, T-Row. Oh my. Oh, my, he was talking so hard last night about how Shaka's smart, how Shaka dogged his old coach.
Oh, man,
he
went bad and old actor.
He went, hey, as the young people would say, he turned up. He turned up on his old, on his old mentor.
Right.
About 40?
Hey.
About 40,
hey,
you do your mentor like that? About 40, you made me go get too many videos, so I'm going to hit you about 40.
That's what you got to do sometimes. That's what you got to do. Hey, you know what? We about to get back into this caller, man. But before we get back into the caller, man, we got our other co-host on the line, Jules G. Jules G, checking in. What's up with you, baby?
Oh, man, you know, just out here on the turf, man. You know what I mean? Checking under all the rocks, behind all the bushes, and all the projects, man. The streets are still talking, man. They still talking.
Don't let them catch you, baby. We need you out there on the streets, baby. You know what I'm saying? Get the camera on.
Juelz, were you biting your nails yesterday when your number one seed was tied with 2:30 to go against Southern?
You know what?
Gonzaga.
Oh, I'm very aware of that, man. You know, I knew Southern was coming out trying to come with the Rock 'em Sock 'em robot, man, but it all turned out well in the end.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So you know that the old saying goes, you know, you don't care if you win by one, if you win by 15 or 50, you just, you know, survive in advance. That's the motto.
Great. They still throwing up the W, man. You know what I mean?
Representing that West Coast, that West bracket.
23rd letter, man, you know?
Yeah, boy, crazy. Keep it West Coast.
No
boy.
Question. No question. Juelz the G, man. Chirping in, giving us and dropping us a jewel as usual.
All the time. How's the weather out there where you at, baby?
You know, it's sunny. You know what I mean? It never rains. You know what I mean? That's how they do it in California, man. You know what I mean? This is, we got a little, the air's a little bad, but it's all good, man. I just, you know, I was kind of disappointed Georgetown just fell off, man, but hey.
Bracket buster, Jules the G. At least you didn't go where L Boogie went. He decided to go visit, you know, the cold where Mother Nature ain't being too happy, and I don't know what was on his mind. He left these palm trees, man.
Yeah. We got to stay out there where it's warm.
Man,
like I
told T-Ro, Juelz, LeBron James came in and it got hot. It's kind of hot in here. Like Nelly, it was kind of hot in here. So, man, he made it look comfortable for me, but it was a hostile environment at the Quicken Loans Arena Wednesday evening. I tell you, and it was a delay. Power outage. Now, you know, power outage, Juelz. So, you know, they was thinking of a conspiracy.
Yeah, man. You know, they had to cool them boys off, man. They had to cool them cats off, man. And they probably put something in their Gatorade and sprayed their towels with some bull crap. Man. Miami really fucked up.
Wow.
Yeah,
man, yeah,
they was
in their mind. They took them out for a minute.
Yeah. Hey, man, we're going to go to our next caller, L Boogie and Jules G. Of course, it's one of our favorite callers. It's T Money hanging out. T Money, are you with us, baby?
Yeah,
I'm with you.
T Money, tell me what you think about the show this evening, baby. What's on your mind?
It's just what I thought I was saying the other day. The bracket, college was going to be exciting. Nothing unusual. No. Kentucky, one and done by a law firm. I mean, LeBron James continues to demolish the league.
And will they get 33 team money?
He has some help. I don't know if they paid that man to run out on the floor, but I don't know who he was working for.
Man, I told you, Juelz, he ran out on the court and asked LeBron, please come back, LeBron.
Yeah.
That's for the guys who never had nothing.
It's going to be another 10 years for it's exciting and Cleveland.
Let me ask you this. Before I ask you a college question, you know, the first segment of the show was about the league, about the NBA and LeBron James and the Heat. So let me ask you this, T-Money, your ears to the street. Would you welcome back LeBron James?
And I like LeBron James wherever he go, but who wants to still put on a Cavalier uniform? Not me.
You don't want to see LeBron back, and they can hang his six up in the rafters or his 23 up in the rafters. You don't want to see him back in a Cavs uniform.
No.
Reason being, give me a reason.
I'm a big Brown fan. I'm a big Indian fan. I do not want to see LeBron James put on that turquoise and gold, and here Austin Carr said, bring the hammer down. No.
You don't want to hear Austin Carr if he didn't have four cocktails saying, straight from the queue. You don't want to hear Austin if he didn't have four cocktails saying, hey, remember this. If you remember, T-Money, when the Cavaliers drafted LeBron James, Austin Carr cried like a little baby for joy. Remember, he was crying. He was crying like a baby. And
man,
when he left, he had that same cry.
This been going on for too long. It's like the Damon Dash and Jay-Z breakup, man. It's over with.
It's like the Dame Dash and Jay-Z breakup.
It's over with, man.
It's over with. It's not coming back. It's over.
We had the Cleveland fans booing for the Mavericks when we were in the championship. Come on.
Wow. So what do you think about tonight with the NCAA? Who's your favorite? Who's your dark horse?
I told you.
Who's your favorites and who's your dark horse?
I told you it was going to be exciting to me. You know, there's a lot of talent. Kids coming to play. Upsets, it's going to be upsets. Louisville will not continue, you know. They had an easy one. Louisville won't cut the Nets down. Duke won't cut the Nets down.
I'm writing this down, T-Money. You say Duke won't cut the Nets down. Louisville won't cut the Nets down. Do you think Miami will cut the Nets down?
Georgetown got busted out of there.
Yes, like I say with the history of Georgetown, when they're a high seed, they lose. When they're a low seed and nobody's, you know, six or lower, or, you know, they make it. They do something. So when when they look out for Georgetown.
California did their thing.
Yeah. I said they wouldn't welcome me back, but, hey, mostly all the California teams won. You know, we still got to wait till tonight. We got to wait for UCLA,
back to Curry.
I don't think so. After what I said, I don't think so. I didn't think that Cal was better than UCLA. Better than UNLV. But I must say, Juelz the G, that Cal has a good coach. I don't think UNLV coach didn't know what to do with that freshman.
Hey, Boogie, did you see this weekend that Timothy Bradley got his chin tested?
Yes, I did. He got knocked. And like in the streets. You already know. He got knocked out. So we about to go to commercial. When we come back, I'm going to have a couple things to say. We got to keep talking about this tournament. We just had some more teams get knocked. North Carolina prevailed. We'll talk about these conferences. And we always got the Freestyle Friday. We're going to get into that. Money, you down for another freestyle later?
Let's go.
Let's go. Your boy, and it's Freestyle Friday. Don't believe me, just watch. We back. It's your boy, L Boogie. Watch the tournament. I'm sweating. Woo! March Madness. I'm sweating. Woo! Man.
Yeah. How you bracket looking so far, L Boogie?
Bracket is looking decent. The only team that I tell you that didn't do well for me was I thought that Pitt was going to win that game, and they didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of like the only team that, I must say also, I can't lie, I had Kansas State losing the second game. But they lost the first game. So
it doesn't. It helps you.
It helps
Jules,
me.
What's your bracket looking like?
I'm in the field. I don't have a record of every game that was won and lost and tally.
Okay. So we'll get to you on your bracket. Yeah,
right.
We'll definitely get to yours.
Right. On Monday, what we'll do is we'll see out of your 16, out of the guys who get to the 16, how many of your guys made it. And then we'll break down who will be in the final four.
Yes, yes. There's been a lot of 12 upsets and fives. Yeah, L Boogie, and you know, it's just this NCAA is just hot, man, and that's the way it's always been. You know what I mean? So, man, it's amazing how it goes down. But L Boogie, we got us a live caller, man, who wants to talk about that streak, man. You know what I mean? That LeBron and the Miami Heat are doing. Hey, caller, Trey K, are you still there, baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
You said that you wanted to talk about that Miami Heat streak.
First of all,
welcome.
First, I want to give a shout out to what the brothers is doing—a positive thing. I can try to do my best to support and continue to advertise for you to be calling in. But I want to get into the question at hand: is the Heat that good, or is the NBA that bad? Won't take nothing from what they're doing, but the NBA right now is just at an all-time low. They could almost limit this league down to 20 teams and take the other 12 and just combine them and make 3 out of the 12. The league is at an all-time low when you look at the ratings compared to what's going on with this tournament. It's not even a comparison. So my question is to the host, is the Heat that good or is the NBA that bad?
I think that the NBA is kind of like mediocre, but I will give them credit. I can't take anything away from the Miami Heat because it's the NBA, and supposedly these are the best ball players in the world. Supposedly. So we both know that some teams probably need to be eliminated from the league. And maybe, you know, it's like I said to the other caller, Sonny Red, I said that, you know, who knows? But I just think that the league is watered down. I only think it's 10 good teams in the league. But I will give them credit because they have to play the games. They have to play the games, so I'm going to give them a little credit.
I will 110% agree with that statement. I won't take nothing from it. That's being an ex-basketball player myself. You know, 24 games is 24 games, however you do it. But I just feel good. And I do want to make one other comment on that tournament that we got going. People have really slept on this West Coast, and I think they're not giving the props that's due. The Pac-12 was dog, not talked well about, and I think if you look at the results of what's going on with the Pac-12 compared to looking at that SEC, which was a terrible conference this year in basketball, I just think the Pac-12 has been overlooked, as well as some of these schools on the West with some of these young teams on the up and coming. But I would like to say that maybe they will get it right next time and acknowledge what the Pac-12 is doing in this tournament.
Yeah, this your boy Hero.
Wait, bro.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with the call on that. The Pac-12, like I said on Monday, man, when I first filled out the bracket after they came out with all the teams and when they were going to be placed, I started filling out my bracket on the first, just the first wing of it. And I had a lot of Pac-12 teams advancing past the second round into the third round. And when I finally looked at the bracket, I was like, wait a minute, I got too many Pac-12 teams. But then after going through and doing 4 or 5 brackets, those teams still stood from the Pac-12. So I'm with you about the Pac-12. And to get back to the first question you asked in regards to if the NFL is weak, I mean, the NBA is weak, or is Miami really that good? It's a little bit of both. I think last time you called in, you mentioned that you got to have luck to have the streak going on. Luck is part of this streak, and they just have found a way to get it going. So the league, yeah, it's a little weak, but I must say that their schedule has helped them make it look like the NBA is weak because of who they're playing on back-to-back nights. You know, as far as the schedule has already been played. So it's really not Miami's fault that they're playing who they're playing right now during the streak. It's just that the streak is happening, and now this is who's left. So it's a little bit of both, but I think the way the schedule was set up, and nobody knew they were going to go on a run like this, so don't be mad at them. You just, I don't think, yeah, the league is a little weak, but Miami just doing what they doing.
As the announcer said, if we can give a shout-out to all the real hoopers to get to them academics so they can get in college, and let's change this NBA, because this streak has not happened since the 70s. And when they were screaming for Larry Bird and Magic, well, I'm screaming, we have got to do something with this NBA. We got to get these ball players off these streets of New York, out of these inner boroughs of Cleveland and L.A. Something has got to be done, because, again, I will not take nothing from the Heat. They are doing what they're supposed to do. But if you can look at right now, there's not one team in the East going into the playoffs that could possibly win two games in the whole playoffs against the Heat. Something is definitely wrong. And as you watch the shift, it's pure dominance. So he's right on regards to back-to-back. But when you look at that bottom half of that East with Detroit and Washington, which is up and coming, and you look at some of these teams, hell, us five right here on this phone could get these dudes a good run if we get a big man in the paint. So I just have to say, you know what I mean, what we need to do is kidnap these GMs and throw their ass in the back of these Cadillacs and drop them back off in these hoods, and let's get some real ball players and enough with the foreigners. Cause when, and I'm not saying anything against my Asiatic brothers, but at the same time, when I look at a team like Minnesota that's starting four foreigners, something is definitely wrong. Or I look at what's going on in Detroit, something is definitely wrong in Detroit and Toronto and some of these squads that we are watching on a day-to-day basis. So this is what the NBA becomes, that we can just bounce around and label this between two to three squads and have a chance to do it at the high ticket they're asking for. I mean, come on. When we look at the Suns, to be in this city where you can go sit on the floor right now for $20, give or take, with an appetizer, something has to be done. So, again, I say, man, I love this show y'all got going. My idea is to kidnap these GMs and these owners, man, put them in the back of this Cadillac, man, and get over here to these playgrounds and some, get some of these real brothers that do this for a living.
You heard it first, man. The streets is talking.
The streets is talking. Juelz, you want to chirp in and comment first on what Trey K just said?
Oh, yeah, the caller made a lot of valid points, man. You know, we definitely appreciate your participation. You know what I mean? We know you take the time out your busy schedule or someone else's schedule to, you know, to chime in with us.
Bless us. Right, he blessed us, didn't he, Juelz?
You know, furthermore, you know, the streets is talking. You know, we just got to do a little further research on this guy's basketball talent because he says he's a player. But, man, we love him, man, for calling in, man. And like I said, taking time out of somebody's schedule, his or someone else's, and calling in, man. We appreciate you, man. You know what I mean?
Streets. No doubt.
Hey, am I still on
there? To you, caller. Can I say, caller, I
say
one thing to you?
Caller got
to
say one thing. Do you guys offer GED classes? Because there's a brother on your show that needs GED classes. I didn't know y'all had brothers on who didn't have over 7 seconds.
Hold on. I think this caller is not as elaborate.
He's already degreed.
We need to go
to
the next caller.
He has a degree.
Tell that brother I'm offering him a GED class every Tuesday.
One thing I will say about what he said was that the SEC was overrated this year with the Missouris, the Floridas, the Kentuckys. One team called Fire, and I have them going to the Sweet 16, and that's that guy, the Henderson kid from Ole Miss. You know, because they're hot.
Also, all I had to say about the NBA focusing a little more on, you know, doing something about this America's low employment, and it could be, you know, providing jobs to some of these young players that are coming out of college here and, you know, stop going outsourcing so much and, you know, keep it USA all the way.
Right.
Yeah.
And I want to comment. Also with that, I'm going to say this. We need to make sure that if we give these guys and let them know, hey, when you get out of college, you will have a job. We understand that there's more zeros when you're an entertainer, but they're chasing money, and when they get there, they're so dissatisfied that they're in the D League. They don't understand how to play the game on that level. They haven't been fundamentally sound. They don't know how to manage their money. You know, you have a lot of guys, not just in the NBA, but NFL, they become alcoholics, drug addicts. We just don't get the whole story in the media. But in the streets, we know what's happening.
Yeah, in the streets, we know what's happening.
So we got to teach these guys. They need to have a coach on each team and just teach them life skills in college. They need to just have one coach. You know, I know it's a big job, but they need to, you know, have a life coach. They need a life coach, not just, you know, somebody coaching you X's and O's, and I'm going to get to that. I think some of these coaches in these big conferences are overrated.
Hold on, man. Before you go into that, man, because you about to get on a tear, and I know it's going to take all night. Man, tonight is Freestyle Friday. Don't you, come on, man, we got to get into Freestyle Friday. Guess what, L Boogie? L Boogie, I got a surprise for you and Jewel the G. Hey, a couple of shows back, man, you said that you was gonna have a caller call in to bless us on the mic, man, and a female caller just might be doing a thing. Do you remember informing me of that information a couple of shows back?
Yes, I have a prominent MC. Her name is, what, Rain? She's there? She called in?
Oh, man. She's on the line, player.
Rain.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you all?
Oh, thank you. We doing pretty good.
I was enjoying the conversation. I ran away from sports this season. My favorite of all is, of course, basketball, and I'm highly disappointed. I think the events that unfolded with the little triad, I think that turned me off because the game has changed so much as far as competition and what a real star is. And, you know, I don't know. I got a little disheartened, so I've kind of pulled back away from it.
Okay. Is that from the NBA or all of the basketball?
The NBA. When
right.
LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Bosh got together, they upset me. I don't know. I think it's the competitive spirit I have, but never have I seen anything like that before, and I just thought it was kind of tacky.
Okay. Good opinion.
If I can say that. But I thought it was tacky. I don't know how you can call
yourself
a team
anything.
When you need a
court. Ooh. And I say this, you can say anything, Ryan, on the streets is talking. We just hope that you don't use too much profanity, but it's the streets. So everything goes. There's no limits. We have no boundaries. Except, you know what I mean, when they come down on us. So, but other than that, we good.
Yeah, I just I don't understand how you can call yourself the king when you require so many other people to run your thing. So I didn't appreciate that. So I just kind of said forget it after that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, Wayne, can I ask you a couple questions? T-Way, you want to ask her a question?
No, I was just going to say, man, welcome to the show, Rain. It's a pleasure. We've been hearing a lot about you. I just can't wait. You know, it's Freestyle Friday. We got about 25 minutes left. I just want to hear Rain spit, dog. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get to it, and you want to ask all these questions.
This is Jewel the G. I just want to thank you for calling in. You are a premier female caller. We thank you for joining the show.
That's very nice of you to say. Thank you.
Just want to say, if anybody wants to get any of your music, or, you know, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, about your music, where we can, you know, find it?
You can almost you can find me almost anywhere. You can Google me up. I've done a lot of features with different people.
Okay.
I'm affiliated with a few different folks, but for the most part, it's just me doing my thing. I mean, I've been rapping for a long time, I started off doing poetry, and hip hop is just something that I love to do. It's not anything I'm chasing down, even though the game is kind of calling me a little bit. So I'm putting some things together right now. I'm working on a project. It's a kind of a fusion of jazz and poetry. I have a jazz producer right now, so I'm putting down poetry, and I'm still, you know, spitting a nice 16. So I'm working on a couple projects, but you can check me out. I've done some things with some Woo Elements. So I'm affiliated with the Brooklyn Zoo. We got our own thing. It's called the Zoo Bullies. So it's straight hip-hop. Also the Wise Men, I work with them too. So...
That's hot. You're going to spit for us, right?
You just can't wait for me to do that, can you?
Well, you know, it's Freestyle Friday, man. I'm feeling good where I'm at. You know, palm tree, sipping on a mojito, sitting up here in this 80-degree weather. You know, I'm chilling. I'm feeling good.
Right.
I'm feeling myself.
Man, do you need music, or you can go on, you know, on your own? You have your own, you know, right there, or do, because we have some music we can, you know, put in. Well, you got, you know, some instrumental, but it's up to Rain. Rain, you just want to, you know, go on your own or, you know, do your thing, or you need a little instrumental?
What kind of music, what kind of instrumentals you got?
Okay. This is you got it, Ro? Let me see here, a little bit of that.
Is it
maybe
coming in?
Yeah. I guess we got to wait for the beat to jump.
You can't hear it?
I go without the music.
Okay, there we go. Alright. She's gonna go without the music.
I go music free. I'm gonna go music free. I'm gonna give y'all some straight lyrics.
Okay. Oh. We wait. Alright, here we go.
Yo. I don't know what I wanna spit. Yo. My silhouette like poetry, a logo for the Reaper. I'm the grimace, give a grimace, for I kill him. This is foreplay. Murder, murder, more ways, flip bars while my hips sways, unchained, watch the whip switch lanes, reckless road rage, beat a bitch at her own game, my name circulate, now they waiting on my hit list, a pretty sick chick, give them venom when I French kiss, he knew why I was sent, but still had to taste my sweet lips, I decided this is it, better yet, I'm the one to come, spoken of, arrived, I'm the omen. Lost, guaranteed, killer steam from a beauty queen, killing streams, running shit, no way that they stopping me, baddest with a pen, ain't no maybes and no probablys.
Ooh, wee.
All right, I'm going to hit y'all with some more.
Ew.
Okay. Be my guest.
Like that. Not me,
nothing
my
lasts forever. I'm riding to this wave breaks, avoiding snakes and recruiting for my cause, planning for a loss so I recoup from my falls. They say I'm powerful, a legend like the veterans that I'm inspired by. I'm reaching higher heights, dizzy when I look down. They threw me in the ocean. I walk where the others drown, ignoring bodies floating. My rap style's potent. They counted up the votes and the fans have all spoken. And I quote it, they want Rain. They got rain. Some survived the storm, still traumatized running. Others got prepared when they saw the front come in. It's something strong about an educated woman. Work my way from the bottom, getting what I wanted. They call me most loved, the most hated. Both sides keep me relevant, don't stop debating. I wonder how we made it. In bare stomach aching, single mom struggle. No child support payments. Our intelligent men grew up to hustle rock. Snitches get them locked up or shot up on their own block. I don't name drop. I drop knowledge. Read books in college, but within I found solace. God saved the children. God made the children. And still got to say the ones who God gave the children. My message healing. They wonder why I get this. Never mind that. When I speak, they all listen.
Boy, I tell you, that's what I'm talking about. Freestyle Friday, everybody.
I say this, the standard has been set, man. It's a high standard now. All you callers out there, all you rappers, y'all hear what's going on.
Gotta get
she
it in.
She burnt the mic.
I'm
I told you.
Thank you.
Rain, Brian, you got a website, you got a link we can, you know, we can go to and check out. What's the link? Can you tell the people your link or something?
You can find me on Bandcamp. I got some music up on Bandcamp. I got Warrior Blood up there. It's a hot track. You can Google me. I got stuff on YouTube. You can listen to Encore, straight hip-hop. I'm working on a track right now. I'm actually going to shoot a video very soon. I'm waiting on the mix to come back again. I got it once, but I think I'm going to have him do it again for me. So I should be doing a nice little piece. It's going to be a compilation of some raw stuff and some poetry. So that should be done very soon. Look for me on Facebook. Tweet me. Find me on Twitter. I think I'm more active on Facebook than Twitter.
See,
I don't like
okay.
telling everybody when I got to pee or when I'm making a cup of coffee. So,
yeah,
right,
you.
Right.
You won't find
Rain, it's been a pleasure. Rain, we thank you for calling in and blessing us with those hot lyrics, baby girl. Like my dude Jules the G just said, damn, you raised the bar pretty high for these youngsters out there. So we're going to see what's happening. Man, L been putting you out there, man. I'm telling you, for the last couple of shows. So that's why I was so hype on you. So, you know, thank you very much. And we appreciate you calling in.
I could have sent y'all some music. Y'all could have played some music.
Well, you coming in, you know, it's just kind of light, you know. It's just we'll get you on the next one. Next Friday, I got you next Friday on some jazz and stuff. Yeah, we gonna get you in, Rain. We gonna get you in. Make sure you call in next week.
I certainly will.
Oh, I appreciate you.
Oh man, we appreciate it, Rain. We thank you. And wow, there it is, our first female caller. And listen to this, Jewels. She not only hit a Freestyle Friday on it. She dropped the jewel about the NBA. See, she know about sports too. That's kind of sexy,
right.
Ain't it?
Yeah, oh, man.
Red. Wow. So, females, remember, Rain, tell a friend, tell a friend, and tell a friend. Call in and listen to the show or get on the website, blogtalkradio.com, /streets is talking, 9 p.m., Mondays and Fridays. And before we go to our last break, Jewels, I know we're getting off the subject, but I'm not liking what I saw the other night when we were discussing. Remember, we were just talking about before when I was talking about the NHL with the hockey.
Yes, sir.
With the fighting, that's the only sport. See, football, you gotta hit somebody. You got equipment on. This is the only sport I know without a helmet on. You can beat up somebody, and it's okay. The only time they stop the fight is when somebody hits the ground. Jewel, drop a jewel for me. Drop a jewel for me. What's up with the hockey game?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, it's a high level of violence being promoted, you know, and they talk about it in the NFL, whereas contact helmet to helmet is causing concussions. And, you know, I think that might be or may not be a lot of baloney. Because we don't hear any talk about any hockey players getting concussions, and they beating each other with bare knuckles. That's not even allowed in mixed martial arts, man. That's downright illegal. You know what I mean? So I just don't know. I understand. You know, I like the sport, but I don't condone the violence.
Wow. And I'm with that. We're going to talk about that more during the week when we have our issues. On Monday, starting, the April 4th, we're going to have some political sports issues that we're going to talk about, and that's one of them. And, Jules, we appreciate you bringing that up. And we're about to go to our last break before we get back with Meeks' Mind and give our last shout-out. Once again, it's Friday. We appreciate Rain with the freestyle. Hero, let's go. Like in the 80s, who
some mowing. And every nigga came in with me and kick it doing. Roll up, pass it around like we Jamaican. Whole pound strapped up in this bitch like we some Haitian. She got good head, good brain, good education. I'm drunk in the motherfucker in the situation. 1:45 a.m. to 9 broken. By the time a nigga get to the crib, the mall open. Man, the nerve of this high ass bitch, she on the molly. She say she want me call him embarrassed. She think she holly. R.I.P. 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 R.I.P.
Life ain't nothing but a G thing. Switch plane, get brain, hand down a G.
10 seconds, 5 seconds.
That's built to last. You fuck with me, I put my foot in your ass. I got a million in sand.
Woo wee! We about to RIP in the street. It's your boy L Boogie. Y'all know I can't freestyle. But I'm in the spot. I'm in the spot. Me and Juel is the G. We in the spot, T-Row. Man, it's been a great Friday. We had our first female caller and freestyle. Flow is rain. She dropped the jewel. Juel, she dropped one of them G's on us, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
She dropped one of them G's on us, man.
She was great, man.
She was great.
Like I said, she set the precedence real high, man. So all you callers, freestylers out there, man, don't call in with none of that garbage, man. You know what I mean? We don't need none of that NBG.
None of that NBG.
Yeah, none of that, man.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Before we continue, guys, I just want to say one more thing. Go ahead, T-Row, let's go. And then I'm going to say something, and we're going to do the thing. Go ahead, T-Row.
Yeah, that's what's up, man. We got another freestyle call on the line. Freestyle caller, what's your name? Where you calling from, baby?
Man, you know this Keita Mo Johnson Jenkins Jr. the third, man, straight out that Triple D. You heard?
That's what it is. What's up, caller? How you feeling this evening on this Freestyle Friday?
Man, you know I'm high as a kite, man.
Aren't we all? Aren't we all? That's how it's supposed to be, man. Unfortunately, everybody in different places trying to do it a different way. You know what I mean? But hey, man, we got on this hot Freestyle Friday, man. We got some hot music for you, man. We'll give you about a minute or so. Do your thing, and just do what you do, and let the world know how we can reach you and get in contact with you. You got a website or a Facebook?
Hey, with this, how it's gonna go? Me and my bro, we ride, we smoke. Nigga, I'm low. I'm from that Triple D town. Nigga, no rebound. Straight up off the glizz-nass. Hit that block, my smith-nass. Yeah, I click my kid-nass. And that's all didn't they? Lil' Key where I live, nay. Boy, I don't flip, nay. That 357. Put your ass in heaven. Lil' Key like Reverend. When I say they peddling. That's what they doing, man. What I'm doing, big money pursuing game. Pocket change, we spend that on our teeth. I got them gold with them diamonds, baby, need a beat.
Yeah, that was hot right there. That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Thank you for calling in and blessing us with those hot lyrics. That's what's up, man. You and Rain, man, y'all kept it hot on this Freestyle Friday. L Boogie, Jules the J, what you think?
I'm going to give, because of the beat, coordination of the beat, and the beat wasn't that, you know, that hot, I got to get on my engineer, DJ Steph, you know. So I'm going to give him a B- because of the beat. But I know that he can probably spit a little tougher than that come next week. I'm like Skip Bayless on this rap thing, man. They got to come harder than that, man. But Skeeter was great. And I want Skeeter to let us know where we can, you know, get at him on that web, man, on that www. So let us know, Skeeter. But go ahead, Juel, what the grade you giving? We know Rain has set a standard. Is Juel still there?
Juel. Oh, Jamel must have made it behind his mouth, man.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm here.
He be trapped.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
I was checking the traps, man. You know what I mean? I seen some movement in the, you know what I'm saying, in the shadows, man. So I had to see what was cracking. But,
yeah. Make sure you hide.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. No, that was lovely, man. I'll get out of G too, man. That was nice, man. Like I said, the streets was talking, and he definitely tuned in. And I, man, I appreciate it. You calling again, man, and keep us blessed with your flow, brother.
Alrighty, one of those
guys
can really hit my beat.
I know,
yes,
we gotta work on it. We gotta work on it. So
yes, sir.
Yeah,
well,
man.
Well, man, that's what it is, man. On this Freestyle Friday, caller, we appreciate you calling in with your hot lyrics, man. Next Friday, we're gonna tune in and hopefully you'll call us back with some more hot stuff. You feel me?
Already, man. Much love, maximum respect to you guys, man.
Much love,
no
love
doubt,
man. Much
Peter.
Love.
Much appreciated.
Peter, man, Skeeter Mo Johnson, man, what a hot name.
Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson's the third.
The third. Woo-wee. Oh, yeah, baby. So,
hey, Jewel,
man.
You got any shout-outs before we make it up out of here, Jewel?
Oh, man, you know, like I'm going to keep doing, man, I just want to give praise and thanks to the black businesses that we got going on that we support, you know, Second Chance. Another Level, Liberty Taxes, Lolo's Chicken and Waffles down there in Phoenix. Man,
yes,
we got Stacy's Barbecue, you know what I mean? We just trying to, you know, change the world, man. Like I said, the revolution will be televised, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what it is. That's what it is. And me, myself, shout out to my mom. She called in and was just listening to the show. Shout out to all the hot MCs that call in today. Rain, much love to you. Skeeter Mo, much love to you. Man, we got many more Freestyle Friday shows coming up. L, I know you out there trying to do something to keep warm now in Miami that left with the heat, and you ain't really working with too much, man. But, you know, all shout out to all the callers, man, and everybody that's always listening in. Much love to everybody. Shout out to you, Jules the G. Shout out to you, L Boogie. I know you're about to let us know what's on your mind. Let us know, L Boogie.
Let's hear it, baby. I'm ready for it.
First of all, I just want to say I want to give a shout out to my mom, Cookie Meeks. She always in the building, man. I want to give a shout out to my man, DJ Lil Mylan, my son, my daughter. She popped up in town on me, surprised me. So it's all love, man. It's all love. So what's first on my mind is this March Madness. So much money is being generated, and these kids, after the tournament is over, where do they go for the seniors? It's their last game. I heard a reporter, after a kid went 1-for-12 for Pittsburgh, he asked him the daunting question, how do you feel that you had one of the worst games in your life? I think that we're putting too much on these kids at a young age. Every game is worth $12 to $15 million. Man, when are they going to stop it? When are they going to start paying these players to play college basketball? Maybe they'll stay. Maybe they'll make the game solid. The next thing on my mind, the Miami Heat streak and what it's doing to the Cleveland fans. They're so hurt right now. They want to put a hit out on LeBron James if they could. And we're not going to say all of them, because I'm going to say this. It's all the ones who make the most money in the city. And last but not least, the last thing that's on my mind, when will the NBA ball players understand that it's not about the money, it's about longevity with the money? It's what you do with it. Stop spending it so much. And I did a stat. Before we go, I'm going to say this stat. My black race, we're the poorest race besides the Latinos, but we spend the most money. And we're the poorest. That's what's on my mind.
We'll get with you Monday. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. Mondays and Fridays, 9 p.m. Eastern. And I'm going to tell you this. It's cold in Cleveland, baby. I love you.
Hey, L Boogie.
What?
Before we get out of here, man, I just found out some great news, man. Man, my little brother getting married, man. I got a sister-in-law named Red out there in Dallas, man. They getting married in the hot, humid summertime in July, right around that 4th of July firecracker work show. You know what I'm saying? So much love to my family out there, man. And we'll be hitting the street. We'll be going to Dallas in July. Everything in between. You know what I mean? Much love to the fam.
Picture us rolling. We gone.
Well, congratulations to your fam, and I'll send them peace and prosperity and longevity in their marriage, man.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is. Great show, fellas. I'll let y'all on Monday.
You know, some motherfuckers out there I just could not forget about. I want to make sure they can see me. Number one on my list, Clinton Correctional Facilities. All you bitch ass CEOs. Can you niggas see me from there? Falling on y'all fuck ass. Picture me rolling, baby. Yeah. Back in elementary, I thrived on misery. Left me alone, I grew up amongst a dying breed. Inside my mind, couldn't find a place to rest. Until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past, you wanna last. Be the first to blast, remember Cato. No longer with the deceased, call on the sirens. Seen them murdered in the streets, now rest in peace. Is there heaven for a G? Remember me.